Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And I'd like to first thank the Father for getting this through to the people it needs to get to, and also for helping the Hurricane Helene victims and restoring them, saving lives, resurrecting lives, doing whatever is necessary. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Well, I put this together very hurriedly at the last minute here, so just be patient with me. I'm going to talk to you about Hurricane Helene victims. And as I said, this was very hurriedly done for the sake of the disaster victims who are dying. Deep State FEMA are guilty of atrocities, forbidding help and supplies in order to kill their victims in the disaster zone, which they have done before. I'll leave a link here to prove some of this. Also, leftist military vehicles and helicopters and C-130s are all parked, not being used, while the people need supplies. The $750 that the fake administration offered to save face is being denied to their victims who apply for it. So it was all a lie. The rest can't apply, for they cannot get to internet or phones. The deep state's microwave beam weather perverter makes and steers hurricanes and tornadoes. If you look online, you'll see that beam that they use when they fire it in there. That's a microwave, okay? Some people say HAARP was used, but I don't think HAARP was used, nor was it necessary. Of course, they seeded the clouds in the hurricane wall to make this more than a hurricane, has been admitted by the scientists. I tell you, I've been through a lot of hurricanes on the Gulf Coast. Hurricanes, as soon as they come on shore, they start dwindling. There is no such thing as a hurricane doing what this did. No such thing. I've never seen one do it. As soon as a hurricane comes on shore, it starts dying. They work well over the warm waters of the Gulf, but when they get on land, they start dying immediately. Okay, there's no way it can travel through the country like that and do that without a lot of help. Okay, I'll leave a link for this too. Let me say that the effectual fervent prayers and commands of the righteous are heard, although the fully knowledgeable are not to take up arms. Those who are less perfect will take up arms, and the Lord will use them as the vessels that they are to defend the victims. Militias are going in to save the victims, and right-wing military, too. If you remember, in Ananias and Sapphira's case, the apostle did not use force, but the angels did the necessary work through his spoken word. He was not guilty. God was guilty. I even asked the Lord about that for myself. He said, no, you're not guilty. I'm guilty. That's what he told me. I said, okay, Lord. Because the angels will not do what is contrary to his will. You can command the angels, because they will perform the will of God through the words that you speak for him. Psalm 103, 20 and 21 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Well, they hearkened in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, and they brought it to pass, because it was his word. It was in agreement with his will, in other words. Verse 21 says, bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Well, how did they do that? Well, Hebrews 1:13-14 says, "But of which of the angels hath he said at any time, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet?" No, the angels don't have authority. They get authority. They get authority from the people of God and from Jesus Christ, like on this case here, who sat on the right hand of the Father, right? And it goes on to explain this. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of them that shall inherit salvation? So, is that you? Well, speak in faith, and what you know is the will of God, and expect the angels to carry it out. It was two angels who destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and there's never been a more Sodom and Gomorrah than this satanic leftist state. So, I'm going to share you some things out of this link, which I'm putting on this page. Pray your way through this for the victims here. Send the angels. As the Lord has spoken to me many times, send the angels. Okay? So, again, this is going to be rough because I'm just picking my way through what we want to talk about. I'll give you what this is Restored Republic via a GCR. And this is an update as of October the 6th. And let me see here. The final phase has begun, they say. Nationwide operations are now in motion. 50,000 elite troops are mobilized for EBS lockdown. These are the people they wanted to distract with this hurricane. They wanted to distract them to go and save these people. But they're saving a lot more people by doing what they are doing, collecting them, right? So these elite troops were mobilized for EBS lockdown. That's an emergency broadcast of the sins of these wicked people. Expect 10 days of communication darkness during the mass arrests. Okay, I've been told that we're very, very near these communication darkness, and that's the communication darkness of the mainstream media. Okay. FEMA and U.S. military are murdering Americans under the cover of hurricanes, it says. And then there's a Loy Brunson Rule 11 emergency, SCOTUS. The highest court in the land is the court of public opinion, and this means you be a part of history. Click and sign your letter to the Supreme Court. Yes, this is basically letting the Supreme Court know that they are behind their decision to rule against the evil administration and proof that was trying to be shown to Congress. They wouldn't listen, and they okayed the vote, contrary to law. Okay, so that's what that is. So, going on, let me say to all the victims, you know, forgive. Forgive. You must forgive. You cannot bring a curse on yourself by not forgiving these people. It's what pagans do, okay? It's their nature. They need Jesus. Remember that. You can speak to them about Jesus. Okay, this is Judy's. She said, as far as I know, and as of this writing on Saturday the 5th, October 2024, 8 days after Helene hit North Carolina, government authorities were still grounding both military helicopters and private planes and wouldn't give them an okay to fly into North Carolina disaster areas with supplies and to rescue victims. Right now, the Northern Militia is set up on the backside of the mountain and with sniper teams, and they have taken out some U.S. incorporated FEMA people. These are criminals. the U.S. Alliance special forces have been taking these people down everywhere they have caused a disaster, and they go in to steal the people's money and to kill them. So the Texas militia is on their way over, it says right here. Walmart has been taken over by the White Hats and was sending 60 trucks of supplies to North Carolina under police protection. From who? From FEMA. Sheriff Tripp Kester of Davidson County, North Carolina, was calling for local citizens to form militias to protect the Constitution. It's getting real, y'all. Like I've been saying, we approach this a bit different down here. They picked the wrong state to bully. Okay, a FEMA director who was acting arrogant and denying aid to North Carolina flood victims was beaten by residents 20 miles south of Asheville. And by the way, the angels will go in there and save these people from these killers, these murderers. You can send the angels to take down these murderers all the way up to the top, all the way up to the elite, which they are collecting right now. Victims in North Carolina were more convinced than ever that Helene was man-made and a product of the Biden-Harris U.S. incorporated government land grab. It was found there was cloud seeding during Hurricane Helene, where scientists have admitted injecting silver iodide into the hurricane wall. FEMA was not a government agency. It is a private contractor. Warning on the government $750 handout to victims, which was a lie, as I just said. Before FEMA looks at your property, they have you sign a contract with fine print. And if you do not pay back that $750 in a period of determined time, you will lose your house and property, all of it. Beware, this is a FEMA land grab. Judy Byington bombshell report, FEMA refusing to save victims, accept critical supplies, and confiscating donations for Hurricane Helene victims. That's a link. That's why I'm reading the link, okay? October the 5th, breaking news, FEMA sabotages disaster relief. Elon Musk exposes federal blockade on Starlink aid shipments in North Carolina. And there's a video there. October the 5th, Judy Byington bombshell report, FEMA refusing to save victims, accept critical supplies, and confiscating donations for Hurricane Helene victims. Holocaust 2. FEMA and U.S. military are murdering Americans under the cover of hurricanes. And there's a link here. I don't back up everything that's said on this site. There's some crazy stuff on here, so I'm going to try to skip over some of it. Okay, just take it in how you can take it. This is Holocaust 2, okay? If you're looking for confirmation that FEMA is a cabal operation, the Pleiadians, this is some more baloney, okay, let me tell you. The aliens, my friends, are demons. I'll just tell you right off. That's a fact. The Lord himself told me years ago, there is no such thing as aliens. Those are demons, okay? So don't pay a whole lot of attention to them. But they do say, that shared in 2017, that one of their functions is depopulation. The same mass killings will be continued with hurricanes to come. So under cover of hurricanes in Houston, Florida, and Puerto Rico, FEMA, staffed by military, have begun murdering civilians. Millions were evacuated from these storms. Many thousands have not been seen since. Few victim interviews have been given. Mandatory evacuations in the Florida Keys meant traffic was diverted along a single route. Military was standing by to shut down traffic. They escorted people from their cars to nearby shelter locations they thought were being taken. They were being taken to safety, but they were to be murdered. Many were gassed. Some were shot. Bodies burned and buried. Some places in bags and thrown into the ocean from FEMA boats. Okay, I'm giving a report. If you can find out anything is wrong with this, you can let me know. Okay. I'm not taking anything from any FEMA people, though. You just keep it. Many cars from Houston were kept at stadiums, Walmarts, and deserted areas, protected by soldiers. In Houston, many were meant to just drown in their cars or homes when FEMA blew the dam. Relatives were given various excuses. The same mass killings have been done in Puerto Rico and will be continued with hurricanes to come. That's something you can send angels to do. You can send them to destroy these hurricanes to come. Let me say, there is a couple out there, and one of them's very close to coming ashore, probably in the next 3 days, they say. However, the angels can destroy these if it is God's will. Let me say something about this judgment. We've been given and shown this judgment for some time. There are many different ways that Babylon is using to destroy their enemies, and this is one of them. We've been telling you that they are going to destroy Christians, especially apostate Christians who don't know their authority and their right, and that they're not under the curse, and so on and so forth. And that's not a sin to be ignorant, but you just got to keep growing in knowledge, right? So, relatives were given various excuses. The same mass killings have been done in Puerto Rico and will be continued with hurricanes to come. Again, you have authority over hurricanes if it is God's will. And when you pray and you decide for yourself it is, you can speak in faith and destroy hurricanes. I've done it. Okay, actually this one, I spoke against it and it knocked it down in the initial, and then it started back up. And when I realized that, well, God is behind this, you know, he is bringing a judgment, and he's also showing these perverts. And he's also showing that your government is against you. He is showing many things here. And he is resurrecting the dead because he does that. He never quit doing that. So just remember that. All military branches are involved with FEMA. They are following orders. Some enjoy doing this. Some wish to be free. The alternative is death. In other words, if they disobey, they just kill them. So this is a mass effort by too many to name. Information is being blocked by the media, and powerful people, the mainstream media, are covering it all up. Yes, they have, and they are guilty, and I guarantee you they'll find their way down to Gitmo or one of those other places. October the 5th, 2024, National Guard active in all 50 states. Seal up the continental border of the United States. Now, this doesn't have necessarily much to do with this other than the fact that they are, you know, preparing for this 10 days of darkness, right? They have to do this, okay? October the 5th, 2024, alert. The EBS is said to have activated in the USA, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, New York City, Philadelphia, Seattle, and, by the way, a lot of other places. So, October the 5th, 2024, White Hats mobilized 25,000 troops to stop election interference. Well, I heard that the deep state was mobilizing more than that. I forget what it was, something like 80,000 troops to help the election interference. Okay, got a link there for that. Okay, October, I haven't read all of these, so if you come across some goofy stuff, just pass over it, okay? October the 5th, 2024, while everyone's focus has recently been on the East Coast, the West Coast is being slammed with earthquakes and historical size wildfires. Okay, you can pray against those and you can stop them. Okay? October the 5th, 2024 report, millions in IRS refund checks sent via mail fraudulently stolen. Yes. So they're doing anything they can to get money because they've been plundered by the angels. Been plundered all the way up to the crime families at the top. You know, they've been plundered. So they're doing this to make money. They want this land. It's rich in minerals. And let's see. October 5th. Report, millions in IRS refund checks sent via, so those were stolen. A large-scale fraud that snatched millions of dollars. October the 5th, the International Court has declared Israel an illegal state. Well, we thought they might do that, so you can pray about that, however. October the 5th, 2024, a major alert. Bank of America has gone offline worldwide. That's a deep state bank. Zero balances in accounts. Withdraw all funds from your account now if you think you can. Okay. On Tuesday, 23rd of 2024, the re-inhabited republic for these United States of America was established. July 2020, original Declaration of Independence activated at Mount Rushmore. Yes, I remember when they did that. They also voted in a vice president for the new republic. And you might be surprised. March 14th, 1900, 123 years ago, 123 years ago, the Gold Standard Act was an act of the United States Congress signed by President William McKinley and effective on March 14, 1900, defining the United States dollar by gold weight and requiring the United States Treasury to redeem on demand in gold coin only papal currency. The act is specified. Okay, so just remember this: what they're trying to do, the alliance is doing, is bringing it back under the law. Okay. The Act of 1871 established maritime and admiralty laws. On July the 1st, 1867, the U.S. Incorporated was established. It's illegal. And it's defunct. And they're trying to run around and figure ways to save it, but it's not possible. October the 5th. Bombshell report, Judy Byington, we caught them all. We have it all. We know everything. Don't fear coming events. You are safe. Well, they have obviously control over much, okay? There's a video here, and October the 5th, 2024 situation update, bombshell report, Judy Byington, we caught them all. Let's see. No, that's the same thing. October the 4th, situation update. WTPN, sit/up, 10/4/24. Israel, World War III. FEMA, warning. Solar storm inbound. Okay, pray about that and see if the Lord wouldn't have you dissolve this solar storm and send it off in a different direction, because they're going to claim this is a reason why the grid is going down in certain areas. That's what they're going to claim. Okay, if you were reading this update on or from the Operation Disclosure official website, be aware that the information has been redacted, and I haven't seen much redacting on this part. They usually mark it in there. Rumor Mill News is one of them. Okay. Expect worldwide martial law at any time. Tuesday, October the 15th, midnight, all arrests and 10 days of darkness will be done. Q said, done in 30. Okay, General Flynn, on next 37 days, we are in a period where we are going to see such a level of desperation in the next 37 days or until November the 5th. What you think you have been through already in the last 8 years, what we are about to experience in the next couple of weeks / months, plus, I think it's going to blow the minds of people. I think we are going to see things that we have not experienced in this nation. Yep, they're desperate. They're very desperate. They're doing crazy, crazy stuff, and they're getting caught at it because it's all being taken down. And there's not a whole lot they can do about it. Okay, global currency reset. Okay, that is happening and progressing. I'm not going to read much of that. I'm more interested in saving these lives. And, of course, you can go back and read this if you want and study that. Global financial crisis checkmate. The Black Swan event, a financial apocalypse with stock market and Bitcoin collapse, power grid blackout, and EBS-triggered quantum energy revolution. Yes, they're going to, yeah, the grid could go down, but they have been building it all over the nation. Tesla free energy, receiving energy out of the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Some people say you're crazy. Nope, I've seen them. I know what they are. The looming Black Swan event will trigger a financial apocalypse, devastating not only the stock market, but also Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. This catastrophic collapse will reach far beyond the financial sector, pulling even the power grid into disarray. As the world teeters on the edge of this unprecedented disaster, the emergency broadcast system will signal the turning point, ushering in the downfall of the controlling cabal and start of a new era powered by quantum energy. That's the energy I was talking about. Are you ready for the reset as the old world crumbles? Financial collapse. A black swan event on the horizon. A black swan event is often unforeseen and has far-reaching consequences, especially in finance. This time, however, the collapse won't be limited to stock markets. It will engulf Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and potentially disrupt global infrastructures. The fallout could be devastating, triggering a sequence of events that leads to a worldwide blackout, a signal of the need for a total reset of the financial and energy systems as we know them. So this is going to be a turbulent period of time we're going through. And there's a war going on. And we know that Cyrus is going to win this war. Some people say he's not Cyrus. Oh, there's proof. There is plenty of proof. I ain't going into it here. But yep. He's going to win this by the grace of God, and him and a lot of people with him. Okay? The stock market's imminent crash. The financial system, with its unsustainable levels of debt, excessive Federal Reserve intervention, and unchecked greed of Wall Street, is standing on the brink of collapse. This isn't just another correction or a market downturn. It's a complete unraveling. Cryptocurrencies, once seen as safe havens, will be hit just as hard, if not harder. Their collapse will reverberate across markets, causing previous financial crises look insignificant in comparison. With the EBS, that's Emergency Broadcast System, heralding a new age, we may witness a shift from traditional energy sources like nuclear power to quantum energy. I'd say this is a good move, transforming how the world functions. The reset will not only mark the end of the financial order, but also the start of a new system that promises to revolutionize the global power structure. Prepare for the end of one world and the beginning of another. Well, it's the fall of one empire and the rise of another. We've seen them throughout history, okay? And this one is going to at least start out better. Better. But some of the progress that they make is going to be used by a very antichrist system about the middle of the tribulation. Okay, the re-inhabited republic for these United States of America, that's a link. Dr. Mai Arecki will teach you about that. And October the 5th, high alert, 50,000 elite troops mobilized for EBS lockdown, 10 days of darkness, mass arrests, and nationwide operations now in motion. Yes, they have said openly that it will be between the 5th and the 15th. Okay, will it be true? I think they just missed it a little bit. We'll see how much. Okay. Okay. High alert. 50,000 elite troops mobilized for EBS lockdown. 10 days of darkness, mass arrests, and nationwide operations now in motion. The final phase has begun. Jassar-led wealth transfer marks the end of the cabal's financial control. Yep, the dollar is something they could print as much as they wanted to steal basically the value of it. And that's what they've done, and that's why the dollar has to fall. Okay. We have to go back to what the Constitution said, and that is gold backed. Quadrillions of dollars in hidden assets, stolen gold, offshore accounts, and vault reserves are being reclaimed through the quantum financial system. This operation, led by the military, will erase global debts and redistribute wealth to the people, ending centuries of economic enslavement. The IRS is being dismantled, and taxes imposed by the cabal are being nullified. Mortgages, loans, and credit card debts are being wiped clean as part of a global jubilee. This is the largest wealth transfer in history, where the people will finally reclaim what was stolen from them. The troops are not just repairing for mass arrests, but also securing financial centers, ensuring that the elite's wealth is returned to the people. The cabal's reign is over, and the power of wealth is now shifting back into the hands of the people, marking the dawn of true economic liberation. These troops have been specifically trained for mass arrests that are scheduled to occur across the country. They're already occurring. The hidden underground bases where the cabal's most critical operations have been conducted are the primary targets. These bases have housed the elite of the elite, the globalists, and dark money financiers who have been pulling the strings for decades. The most significant targets include DUMS, that's deep underground military bases, located under Denver International Airport, Cheyenne Mountain. and Dugway Proving Ground. These areas are known to be hubs for cabal activity, and the White Hats have been gathering intelligence on them for years. Reinforcements from the International Alliance have also started arriving in the U.S. over the past several weeks. The Canadian military, under covert agreements with the U.S. military, has mobilized Elite Joint Task Force 2 operatives into Washington State and Montana to assist in operations targeting cabal-controlled political figures in the Pacific Northwest. More information on GazaTeller.com. Troops are preparing for an imminent EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, 10 days lockdown where large-scale mass arrests will take place across several major cities. Washington, D.C., New York, Los Angeles, Chicago are the prime targets of this operation, but the scope of arrests will extend to all 50 states. Every state capital will be hit simultaneously, with National Guard units standing ready to back up the federal marshals if any resistance occurs. They know what votes were stolen, they know who stole their positions, and they're going to take them down. Special units from Russia and Brazil, both of which have been playing key roles in the BRICS alliance, have arrived in Texas and Florida to assist in operations aimed at taking down cabal financial institutions that are embedded within major cities like Miami and Dallas and Houston, etc. So these 50,000 troops are now being supported by additional specialized units from Europe. Sources confirm that French Foreign Legion and German KSK commandos have been inserted into New York City and Washington, D.C. in preparations for high-profile arrests of elite cabal members, including bankers, politicians, and media moguls who are believed to be the main nodes in the cabal's propaganda machine. These forces are also tasked with securing high-value targets, ensuring that key financial institutions do not retaliate by attempting to manipulate markets as the quantum financial system prepares to go fully online. You can't get away with anything that's in the system, and if you're not in the system, you're not going to be in the money. So you can't get away with criminal things that they have in the past. Fort Bragg, North Carolina is currently the staging ground for the largest military buildup since the Second World War. New units from the 82nd Airborne Division alongside Task Force Orange, the Pentagon's most secretive intelligence gathering unit, have been brought into Fort Bragg over the last 48 hours. More info later. So in addition, secret operations are ramping up in military facilities like NORAD, that's the North American Aerospace Defense Command, in Colorado Springs. This base has been a hub for classified activities for decades, but now Space Force and Cyber Command are working out of NORAD to neutralize the cabal's last-ditch efforts to disrupt the QFS implementation. They are targeting cabal-controlled satellites and cyber assets that the elites had hoped to use as bargaining chips or weapons to maintain control over global communications and digital currencies. The Starlink satellite network, controlled by the U.S. Space Force, is now fully operational and ensuring that no cabal member will escape justice by using traditional or encrypted communication channels. Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, is also seeing significant new activity. Reports indicate that massive expansions to Gitmo holding facilities have been completed in recent months in preparation for the mass influx of Cabal prisoners. Military tribunals are set to begin within weeks. They've been doing this all along. They've been doing this for years, okay? And high-ranking global elites will be facing justice for crimes against humanity. And by the way, this is only one out of about five different places that they're bringing people to, including barges offshore. So they've expanded and expanded and expanded. You know, there's a lot of people involved in this criminal activity. The latest wave of prisoners includes financial oligarchs, tech billionaires, and politicians, many of whom were secretly extracted from their underground bunkers. These tribunals will be broadcast to the public as part of the EBS, exposing the full extent of the Cabal's operations. Yeah, and they're nasty, nasty operations. The Cabal's final hope was to trigger civil unrest and a false flag event to delay or prevent the arrests, but they have been completely neutralized by the White Hats. Their plans to ignite riots and chaos in California and New York have been thwarted by preemptive military action. And by the way, the angels give intelligence that the military doesn't know anything about, but they give it to them. All the time. Happens all the time. They've been ordered to do that. So because, of course, the Lord is in the fall of Deep State Babylon. He guarantees it in the Word. It will happen. So, and also they, in, angels can, there's also, by, I don't think it says in this, I haven't seen it, that the Chinese Communist Party has invaded this country, and they're underground and some above ground. And when they start their deal, the angels are going to neutralize their weapons. In fact, they've already neutralized some of their weapons above ground and underground. Special ops teams have infiltrated Antifa and BLM cells that were set to be activated for mass violence. Their leaders have already been detained, and plans for a staged economic collapse in the stock market were shut down by the quantum financial system's automatic safeguards. So, you see, this war's been going on for a while. You know, we're just kind of seeing it on the surface. Thank God it didn't break out on the surface into a full-scale war, you know, but both sides decided they would rather do this subtly, and that's what they're doing. Furthermore, new intelligence leaks suggest that the Cabal was planning to deploy EMP, electromagnetic pulse, weapons over key American cities, a desperate attempt to disrupt communications and infrastructure. Now, I'm going to tell you what I know when I, after I read this, because they can't say anything else than what they're saying here. However, Project Odin, which controls all global communications via the Starlink satellite system, has rendered these attacks useless. I'm going to tell you, the angels did this more than they did. The EMP devices have already been neutralized, and the White Hats have captured the Cabal's EMP teams before they could launch their attacks. More info. Okay, they don't know about what's really happening here. Those shipping containers that they have placed all over the nations, all over the nation, which opens from the top and a missile pops up, and those were EMP devices that were neutralized by the angels. And we told the top White Hats the very same thing. They were neutralized. So, anyway, they've taken control of that, and they can't give credit to angels because everybody thinks they're crazy. uh, the NATO summit in Brussels that took place in early September 2024 was, unbeknownst to the public, a staged event to draw out the last remnants of the deep state's military leaders. Sources reveal that key military figures from NATO-controlled countries who were still loyal to the cabal were secretly detained during this summit. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that they could win this thing without what the angels have done, which I am not going to go into. But I can guarantee you they wouldn't have won it. And they are winning it. If you remember George Washington's vision, in which an angel appeared to him, which was probably a strange thing back then, an angel appeared to him and showed him the three wars that were going to be fought on this continent. And we are now fighting the last one. The first two were shown to him, and they were correct. There's no reason that the last one wouldn't be correct. And in the last one, the people of the land had almost lost the battle completely. Yes, we were almost totally taken over. Until the angels came in and fought alongside the patriots in the country and threw the enemy out. Okay? Well, that vision is on our site, and it's very good. You can go read it there. And alone, I can tell you from his vision, alone, they wouldn't have accomplished it. The angels have done things that I'm not going to tell you about, but they have done them, and I know about them. But their arrest marked the final nail in the coffin for the cabal's military capabilities. Yeah. As we head into late 2024, the global stage is set for the complete destruction of the cabal. 50,000 elite troops are not just ready to strike, they are already executing the final phase of this operation. Yes, they are. Wars and rumors of wars. October the 1st, 2024. At least 25 Iranian missiles hit targets in Israel during the October 1st attack. The Washington Post reports, according to the publication, the rockets penetrated Israeli and allied air defense systems on Tuesday evening, hitting or exploding near at least three military and intelligence facilities. The Israeli Air Force based Navatim in the south of the country was hit by 20 rockets. Three rockets hit in the Tel Naf Air Force Base near Tel Aviv. Two rocket strikes were registered near the headquarters of the Israeli Intelligence Service, Mossad, located in Tel Aviv. Experts consulted by the Washington Post include that Iran's current strike on Israel was more successful than one carried out in April. And let me say, the Lord is permitting this. You know, I thought to try to stop some of it, but the Lord said, nope, this has to go. And so the Lord is permitting this. He is taking out in three different locations what we would call satanic, factious people. In every case, they're at the center of this thing. And, of course, Israel's trying to wipe them out, and they always hide underneath the populace, you know, like the bombings that they did, deep underground bombs that they sent in one after another to take down their city under there, and did take down their leadership. But on the surface, there were the public, you know, and so there was side effects no doubt about it. You know, the Lord works all things after the counsel of his own will. No one restrains his hand or even says unto him, what are you doing? You know what the scripture says. So God is sovereign over all of these things. We would like to get rid of all troubles out there. And sometimes I've tried it and realized, well, nope, this is not God's will. We won't go that way, you know. But other times he is very graceful and merciful, and he's behind it completely. And when he does that, well, I tell you, the enemy will not progress. So, continuing, the real news for Saturday the 5th, October 2024, Hurricane Helene, a disaster as far as I know, and as of this writing on Saturday the 5th of October, 8 days after Helene hit North Carolina, government authorities were still grounding both military helicopters and private planes, and wouldn't give them an okay to fly into Northern Carolina disaster areas with supplies to rescue victims. Yes, and of course people have been dying. FEMA refusing to save victims, accept critical supplies, and confiscating donations for Hurricane Helene victims. Okay, so that's a link I just read. Let me say that they are bulldozing areas in order to take the land over and stealing by theft people's properties and running them off or killing them. These kinds of things are happening. But I can tell you this, people have said, wait a minute, there's people under that rubbish from this hurricane. There are people under there. There are bodies under there. We need to go through this and find out who's under there. True, true. And people are still hung up in trees and things. Bodies are still hung up in trees and things. They want to bulldoze the trees. They want to bulldoze these piles of rubble. They don't care. They want the evidence destroyed. They've kept what was thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths hidden to 100, 200, 300 people. No, they're just lying. You know, they did this. And they will be caught. They are being caught. So, thank God. We send the angels to help the military, the alliance, to take down every portion of the deep state, especially the hirelings of FEMA and the left-wing military. In Jesus' name. They're hindering a lot of what people are trying to accomplish in the western part of that state, North Carolina. So send your prayers, send your angels, and take care of it. October the 5th, 2024, a couple saved in volunteer chopper rescue reunited, met with the angry fire department at landing zone. We gave the Lake Lure fire official who threatened a volunteer pilot with arrest nearly 4 days to respond to our interview. And, of course, no, they want to stay hidden. All the people that are on the ground who have taken money and bribes to destroy these people. Can you imagine? Well, they're going to get them. October the 5th, a SpaceX engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina. FEMA is not merely failing and to adequately help people in trouble, but is actually blocking citizens who try to help. Hey, Elon, update here on site of Asheville, North Carolina. We have powered up two large operating bases for choppers to deliver goods into hands We've deployed 300-plus Starlink, and Outpour is in, and Outpour is, it has saved many lives. They just, they're not good at writing. The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state that they are their own. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people helping. And we are blocked now on the shipments of new Starlinks coming in until we get an escort from the fire department, but that may not be enough. Yeah. On Friday, October the 5th, 2024, FEMA turned back anyone trying to take supplies to the Helene victims. The situation is dry, dangerous, as there is not room to turn trucks and trailers around, making them back down steep, winding, narrow roads. One man from Charleston spent over $2,000 in fuel trying to get around all day, trying to get to various areas to take supplies, and was turned back at every road leading into a disaster zone. He had to take all supplies back to Charleston. The farmers that I am working with had to return with supplies and are very frustrated. They are no longer accepting donations until they know that they will be allowed to deliver. And meantime, they continue calling different locations all day, checking status to know when they can make more trips. My preacher friend and his daughter headed out early this morning with supply trailer in tow to a church that they are praying they can actually arrive without being turned back, and drop off supplies at that church and then go to several other churches for more drop-offs. And I'll let you know how their trip goes. Pray for safety for these brave souls and those in need. Yep, and all the other people who are trying very hard to get in there and being turned back. Pray for them. Remove FEMA people from the area one way or the other. Remove them. And leftist military, remove them one way or the other. The angels can do this. Don't tell me they can't, because I've seen them do it. Okay, so thank you, Father, for that, in the name of Jesus. North Carolina State Police will start arresting federal employees who are objective and obstructive to aid coming from outside sources and domestic residents within the affected areas. That's good. Get them. It is called state sovereignty, something that is preserved under common law. All you have to do is read the 10th Amendment, which clearly have outlines and bylines as to how assistance is rendered to disaster zones. FEMA is supposed to operate in accordance with the state, not becoming a central authority that overrides local authorities on all things considered safe and effective. They're breaking the law, right? Of course, that's never stopped the deep state. They make laws as they go, okay? They're criminals. States' rights do not erode under crisis or disaster scenarios where the federal government can operate with impunity and dictate how assistance is mandated while also hindering those efforts at the same time, without that state also having the right to prevent overhead and overreach for imposing and exerting unauthorized authority to the detriment of said areas. FEMA is a pressure cooker at this time, as the world is now realizing that they are the sole party preventing aid from reaching the citizens of North Carolina. Now that Elon Musk has posted about how difficult it has become to implement Starlink to help bolster communications to millions of people, it will become even more obvious at tomorrow's rally. We are in the thick of this situation with things becoming clearer, earmuffs, that we have a domestic terrorist organization posing as an agency who presents itself as the altruistic authority with conditions that, if not met, decides the fate of whether or not you deserve to live or die. So they're total outlaws, total outlaws. It's not according to the law. They're breaking the law. And that's why the angels are taking them out. In the name of Jesus, they are doing that. And neither the FEMA or the leftist military has authority to overrule the states. Now, some states, they have people at the top of them who are deep state people. And we thank the angels that they're taking these people down too, because they're hindering as much as anybody else. Okay? October the 5th, 2024, 66 years of lies. Hurricane Helene was engineered. Military and corporate cloud seeding. HAARP experiments. No, HAARP didn't have this one. And influential elites planned it weeks before it struck. Shocking satellite footage shows planes flying suspiciously over the storm's path. Well, what they do when they were using DEW weapons to destroy Maui and other places in the United States here, in Texas and all, they mapped the area first. They got a plane that goes over and maps it. They know exactly where they want to hit, exactly what they want to burn. They know house by house. Yep. So, October the 5th, 2024, Florida Representative Corey Mills says bodies will continue being uncovered for the next couple of months after aiding Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina. That's good. Thank you, Lord, for that. People want to know, you know, where their loved ones are to get some kind of arrest and closure, right, about it. And there could be people, and it has happened before, underneath all the rubbish that are still alive. And we send angels out there to find these people and to rescue them in the name of Jesus. And not only that, resurrect those that are supposed to be resurrected. And let them be proven to have come out from under this trash, because that's what they want to bulldoze. The trash, the trees, everything. The bodies that are in the trees, they're just going through and just taking everything out. They're trying to get rid of all the evidence. They're in a hurry to take possession. Okay. October the 5th, 2024, Florida Hurricane Milton. A major hurricane landfall in 4 short days. Now it's 3 short days. To West Central Florida. West Central Florida. There is a town in West Central Florida, not far from, well, it's just one town away from Pensacola, Florida, which more people know about, and its name is Milton. Why did they name this one Milton? Are they going to show their prowess? So they named the hurricane Milton, and they're hitting West Central Florida, they think. Well, Lord, we ask that you give us complete authority to stop this one. The last one, you wouldn't do it. You knew it was for a chastening. and to capture these wicked people and to show the world who they are and what they've done. And Lord, by the way, you've taken some to heaven and they're very happy. They're happier there than here. So, category three, landfall as of now. That's what they're saying. Not much time for change, so they think it'll be a category three when it comes on. Well, I can tell you what a category three storm. I've been there. I sat through many of them on the Gulf Coast. Okay. Category three storm. It might clear the storm all the way onto the earth. It's going to be dead shortly thereafter. Without a lot of help. So, there's not much time for this to change, okay? But pray about it. If the angels say it, send the angels. They'll take care of it. They can break that thing apart in a moment, I got to tell you. October the 5th, 2024, North Carolina hurricane victim. It's too late. They took too long. It took them 5 days to get here. That was October the 5th. It's disgraceful. They keep saying, we the people. Nah, this is no we the people. It's them versus us. It is indeed them versus us. And there's a link here. Blow up these numbers and tell them to stop killing our people, to stop stopping private citizens from rescuing victims, to stop stealing the items from private rescuers. North Carolina Governor 919-814-2500. I don't know if you'll get a decent reply from them. Georgia Governor 404-656-1776. And the best one is really below this one, the region 4 of FEMA 770-220-5200. In case you want to talk to somebody. October 5th, Florida Keys. I was able to coordinate several trucks full of supplies to be brought down to the EOC in Marathon. I was privy to the EOC meeting, but was informed in that meeting that all of the semi-trucks full of food, water, hygiene supplies were to be turned around and not allowed to be offloaded for distribution by the EOC. Okay, that was Mystery Jones on Telegram. Mm-hmm. Let me say, coming into North Carolina, there were many trucks, two truck stops in particular, where the truckers would stop their loads and sleep for the night. They came out to find their tires slashed on these big trucks. That's extremely expensive. That's right. And this happened at two truck stops, and a lot of supplies was stopped right there by these criminals. The reason that they gave in turning these around was that these donations were not from companies on their preferred vendors list. Can you believe it? They could do something like that. And that they would not accept them or give them to the residents of the Keys impacted by the storm. It was at that point that I realized that this is all about money. These preferred vendors are getting part of the money being released by the state and federal government for each disaster. In turn, some of the vendors make it on the list because a friend gets them on the list, and in return for getting ridiculously outlandish amounts of compensation for the services they render, they give kickbacks. Yep. They're desperate for money. They almost don't care who finds out about it. They do try to keep people from finding out about it, but it's not working for them. So, accepting outside donations, even though they are on location and can help people now, they would rather let people suffer so they can get their kickbacks. So this meeting solidified my resolve to help these people regardless of what the greedy officials wanted, and we were going to feed the Lower Keys that were being neglected. I diverted all semi-trucks to the Faro Blanco Resort in Marathon and filled the entire first floor with pallets upon pallets of food, water, essential supplies, and created a food pantry for residents to come and get anything and however much they needed. From local state troopers to the homeless, all were given wheelbarrows and free rein to get anything they needed. We also delivered supplies down to Big Pine Key. We helped establish the tent city on Big Pine Key. Big companies like Tito's Vodka and Whalen just kept bringing trucks full of everything that was needed when FEMA finally started handing out boxes of canned goods limited to one per household. We were filling cars full of food and supplies for people and pets. I would bet you, and I'm not a betting man, that FEMA found out that they were getting dropped. That's right. The angels were dropping them. I bet you they decided it's better to give this stuff than to get dropped. There is so much more to the story in the Keys and further from there in other storms we worked. The common theme, though, is that the federal government always tries to keep citizens from helping, and the local authorities, the ones that live and work in the area, are always happy to have outside help. I call out to Elon Musk and anyone else who can monetarily help people like myself and those that work with me who have the knowledge and the will to help those devastated by these disasters. We are helping. Yes, we are. In the name of Jesus. Help us sidestep the red tape and get the people of the relief that they need. We are willing and we are many and we are ready. General Flynn said North Carolina is a war zone. They're finding children with ropes on their arms and legs where they were tied to trees by their parents, and their parents are now dead. Keeping them safe from the floods, groups of illegal aliens looting and raping children, constant gunfire. We have to be very, very careful about who we're supporting and where your money is going. He says it is so horrendous, it's outside the scope of the National Guard. And we call for a brigade-sized task force of at least 7,000 to 8,000 soldiers. And then there's a link there. Calling all patriots. Hurricane Helene donations and help needed. In the Hurricane Helene destruction areas, private citizens are making brand new roads themselves to get people out and supplies in, as the government was doing nothing and actually preventing aid. Residents report no sign of FEMA, Red Cross, or government people helping. Victims are banding together to do it themselves and could use your help. Okay, Judy's note. I personally would not donate to FEMA or the Red Cross because they are known not to use the money for the purpose it was intended. Yep, these are deep state now. This is why it is so important to donate to a local church or to an individual family or small business. You will know where your help is actually going and that it's actually getting there, making a direct impact, if at all possible. Donate. Ways to donate and help flood victims in western North Carolina after Hurricane Helene, from Blue Ridge Public Radio, RumorvilleNews.com. Water purification kits badly needed. Buy them off internet and have them shipped to Race City Flight Operations, 149 Yeager Road, Morrisville, North Carolina. A man is offering his 84-acre land in Kentucky for families displaced from Hurricane Helene. We have been told by the angels that some of these people are going to be resettled here. Some that they pick out are going to be resettled in our area. Mountain Mule Packer Ranch. That's a link. So they're packing stuff in by mule, right? To the people in the surrounding areas of North Carolina and those bringing supplies in, this is a list of things that are in desperate need at present. There are people on the ground coordinating the movement of goods into higher elevations that are not accessible by ground. 87 Roaming Devon Ridge Road, Canton, North Carolina. And then there's a link. Needed goods, dog and cat crates, hay, charcoal, mops, brooms, lamp oil, cooking oil, Clorox, shovels, rakes, work gloves, tarps, squeegees, hand warmers, laundry detergent, newborn and preemie diapers, and small propane bottles. North Carolina's, let's see, North Carolina's Weather Authority, Plane Rescue contact. Ethan Clark on X at Ethan Clark WX. And there's a link here you can send. Ham Radio opened Western North Carolina. If you're looking for a loved one and in North Carolina, dial 211 or find a ham radio operator to dispatch messages. Heads up for all ham radio operators, it's your time to shine. United Cajun Navy Carolinas chapter now accepting supplies, donations, Excel College 12, Florida Avenue. Black Mountain, North Carolina, 28711, and a link. Mountain Rescue and Supplies, Kannapolis Fire Station. In Tennessee, Hampton Valley Forge Fire Hall in Elizabethton has a lot of stuff to give out, water, food, paper items, but no one is coming, and they have no way to communicate it out to everyone. If you know someone in need, send them there, please. And then there's a contact here. So, the real news for October the 5th, it's happening. Ukrainian battalion abandons Donbass front line, defies Zelensky's war orders. You wouldn't believe how many Zelenskys the angels have killed in order to bring peace, and they have brought peace several times. The problem is with, of course, NATO and Russia and these Ukrainian warmongers. Zelensky is the one. When Zelensky is dead, they go back to making peace. When another Zelensky shows up, they go back to war. You say that's crazy? No, it's not. I can't guarantee that all of these are not masked people, but most of them are clones. You say you don't believe in clones? I'm sorry. You're not paying attention. Okay. October the 5th, 2024, eyes wide shut. The sinister secrets Stanley Kubrick took to the grave, unveiling the missing 24 minutes and dark elite rituals. Must see video. So on. So you don't understand how many of these people are Satanists, and they get power by killing people. You know that this corrupt government, those people are Satanists. That's why they have no conscience whatsoever. They believe it gives them power. Well, they're losing it, so it's not working. October the 5th, 2024 update, new list of 209 countries that are connected to the QFS system or are being connected. QFS and RTGS, trust the plan. October the 5th, urgent military intel, the hunter becomes the hunted. President Trump's ultimate checkmate against the deep state, false flag operation, mass arrest, military coup, exposure, and white hats in charge. Trust the plan. Well, I do believe that they are taking, it's taken when you're in a desperate situation where you don't have food and water and these kind of things, it takes too long. But these things have to be done or there'll be a lot more dead people. They're starting the fires on the West Coast. They're doing earthquakes on the West Coast. They're starting hurricanes over here coming up through the Gulf. They're doing it. They've got to be brought down. And they will be brought down, and the angels are going to see to it. And when in your prayers, send the angels. October the 5th, 2024, China emits more CO2 than the entire developed world combined, approving the equivalent of 2 new coal plants every week. Why don't Al Gore, John Kerry, Bill Gates, Greta Thunberg, and the rest of the totalitarian climate cult ever mention that? Instead, they talk about shutting down agriculture, ending meat consumption, banning non-electric vehicles, and forcing you to eat insects. Because, since all human activity, including breathing, results in CO2 emissions, the CO2 is pollution. This is a narrative, merely a pretext to control, regulate, and micromanage every intricate detail of your life. It's not really about controlling the environment. It's about controlling you. True. The shocking truth behind the Nassara Act and the Global Currency Reset, NASA Act, GCR, Federal Reserve, IRS, Rothschild bankers, White House siege, Bill Clinton, President Donald Trump, and Gasara. And that's signed by the 17th letter, JFK Jr. on Telegram. So, they're going to tell you the truth about it. In a groundbreaking stand against financial tyranny, American farmers took on the illegal land seizure orchestrated by banks, sparking a Supreme Court ruling that exposed a deep-seated web of corruption Dating back to the early 20th century, this article explores the dramatic journey of the Nasara Act, a law aimed at restoring stolen funds to the people, but met with fierce resistance from the upper echelons of power, the elite, the Satanists, right? The Nasara Act stands as one of the most audacious and intriguing stories in American history. It's a tale of grassroots defiance against powerful financial institutions, shadowy operations in the highest government corridors, and ultimately betrayal by the country's top leadership. Yes, they are traitors, and that's why they're marching them down to Gitmo to get rid of them. The Farmers Union case, the state of the injustice, the saga began with the Farmers Union, a collective of determined agriculturists whose land was being unlawfully confiscated by banks. These financial institutions, bolstered by unchecked power, were wreaking havoc on farmers' livelihoods. The fight for justice led to years of legal battles, culminating in a groundbreaking decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The court's ruling uncovered a vast network of corruption, revealing how the privately controlled Federal Reserve and the IRS, under the influence of the Rothschild banking dynasty, had been draining resources from the American populace for decades. The hope for justice, Nasara's promise following this shocking revelation, hope arrived in the form of the Nasara Act. The law was conceived as a means to correct past wrongs, pledging to return stolen wealth to its rightful owners, the American people. And that's in the process right now. You remember it said of Cyrus that he discovered the hidden riches of darkness. Well, he did. He did discover them. And that's what's going to be handed out. It was what the deep state Khazarians have been hiding for years, what they've been stealing from the nations for years and hiding, and it's been discovered and it's been taken back. So this is what they believe is bring this redistribution of the wealth and a restoration of the economy. To what extent, I don't know. I know that a lot of people, if you put a bunch of money in their hands, you just destroy them. That's just the facts. That's history. Okay. So I think some common sense needs to be there, you know. However, Nasara's journey was riddled with obstacles, even with the Supreme Court's backing. President Bill Clinton, indebted to elite interests, ignored Nasara's call for restitution. His reluctance to act was a stark reminder of the grip financial elites held over the nation's political machinery. A moment of reckoning, the White House showdown on October the 10th, 2000, in an unprecedented act of defiance, elite operatives from the Naval SEALs and Delta Force, under orders from brave military generals, stormed the White House. Their mission to force Clinton to sign Nasara into law by any means necessary. The tension reached a boiling point with Secret Service and White House security standing down, powerless to prevent history from unfolding. Clinton signed the document, but the victory was fleeting. His signature, instead of ushering in an era of justice, became a hollow symbol of unfulfilled promises. The law was never enforced, and Nasara, meant to change the destiny of America, was effectively abandoned. Clinton's betrayal and presidential apathy. Clinton's betrayal set the tone for his successors, who similarly ensnared by the same web of corruption, and being a part of it, by the way, I got to say, having the exact same demons, failed to act on Nasara. Each new president followed Clinton's path, leaving the American people under continued financial oppression, their demands for justice met with silence. Trump and Jussara, a new hope emerges. When hope seemed lost, Donald J. Trump appeared as an unexpected advocate. Known for his unconventional approach and disregard for political norms, Trump reignited the possibility of Nasara, taking things a step further. He introduced Jussara, a global extension of Nasara aimed at providing financial liberation to countries worldwide. Yes, the money that they found in the tunnels, tons and tons and tons and tons of gold, 650 planes of that gold was returned to the United States, and others were returned to other countries because it was stolen from them. Trump's bold move sent shockwaves through the global elite. While many viewed it as a risky gamble, Trump pressed on with determination, taking on the powerful interests that had long held the world in their grasp. His actions offered a renewed sense of hope for a future free from financial tyranny, as the struggle for justice and liberation reached beyond American borders. Yep. And, of course, they've shot at him ever since. Don't say it's not them. These are not just lone crazies out there. They always try to make it out as that. The FBI and the CIA are behind these things. And it's being found out. The one thing about the demons that these people have, they believe they'll never get caught. They believe their God, the devil, will not let them get caught. But guess what? October the 5th, massive Trump's secret meetings with the global leaders to launch Jussara and the biggest wealth transfer in history. John F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. As the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, that's Jussara, edges closer to becoming a reality, the promise of the greatest wealth transfer in history is setting the stage for a transformation unlike any other. A global metamorphosis is on the horizon, fueled by sophisticated strategies and bold maneuvers. Trump's pivotal role in Jussara's implementations. Donald Trump leveraging his post-presidency influence is at the forefront of this global movement. His role transcends national politics. He's positioning himself as a key figure in restoring economic power to the people. Well, as soon as they get the deep state Kazarians out of the way, he will be able to do quite a bit. From what I have seen and what I have read, they will be able to do a lot. Okay, how many people the Kazarians and deep staters kill between here and there, we don't know. But they would like to depopulate the earth. That's part of their doctrine. That's why you don't want them to tell you that you need a vaccine when they're the ones making the money off of it. And they're the ones that believe in depopulation, right? So, recent engagements with leaders from nations such as the UK, Japan, and Saudi Arabia point to a deeper agenda, aligning global powers with Jussara's principles. Though disguised as trade negotiations, these talks are aimed at ensuring international cooperation for wealth redistribution. strategic financial reforms and technology upgrades. Financial systems worldwide are being covertly overhauled to accommodate the new quantum financial system, QFS, which promises transparent, instantaneous financial transactions globally. This system, rumored to use advanced blockchain technology with quantum resistance, which protects financial assets from corruption and technological threats. In parallel, central banks are recalibrating reserves to align with new standards under GSARA, because they have no choice. They'll be out of business if they don't. Massive military coordination for asset protection. There is a significant uptick in military activity across key strategic locations. The U.S., in collaboration with NATO, has initiated movements near major financial centers and critical infrastructure locations. These deployments are safeguarding the physical and digital assets designed for redistribution and deterring any attempts by the old guard to obstruct the wealth transfer. Infrastructure overhauls for public wealth distribution centers. Globally, new infrastructure is being built, ostensibly as modernization projects. These sites will soon serve as distribution centers for direct deposits facilitated by the new financial system, ensuring that the wealth transfer is efficient and transparent. Legislative frameworks being adjusted worldwide. In the U.S., lawmakers in the know are drafting legislation to support GSARA's rollout. This includes abolishing income tax, you got it, and introducing a more equitable sales tax model, as well as ensuring all debts are forgiven. Similar legislative activities are happening in other GSARA-compliant countries, setting the stage for a unified global shift. Well, we hope and pray it happens in a wise way. They're talking about a flat tax of something like 14%, which is only makes sense, for goodness sake. You know, why have this burgeoning tax collector army out there? You don't need it. The guy selling you the new vehicle, it's only on new vehicles, not old vehicles, new houses, new things, you know, can collect the tax and send it in. See how easy? Well, no. Then they can't get their fingers in the till that way. You see, that's the problem. So now it will make it very easy. Trump's advocacy for media transparency and education. Trump has been vocal about the need for media transparency and overhauling the education system to support GSARA's principles. He advocates for a curriculum focused on financial literacy, teaching about the new economic systems and technologies that GSARA will introduce. Global media networks, preparation for the disclosure day. You know, this is the revealing of all the dirty works, you know. Behind the scenes, major global media networks are preparing for the disclosure day, a synchronized global broadcast utilizing the EBS to explain GSARA, the wealth transfer, and the new economic system. This broadcast will reach billions, ensuring everyone understands and embraces the changes. The world is on the brink of an economic renaissance, a revolution that will redistribute wealth and reshape society in ways we are only beginning to understand. With strategic military deployments, legislative changes, and global alliances, the stage is set for a future where balance and justice are restored to the world's economic system. Well, let me tell you something about this, okay? We can't be very far from the middle of the tribulation where all of this thing seems to go in reverse. Yeah. And somebody's going to inherit this system that's going to use it contrary to the way it's initially meant to be used. That's clear when you read Revelation 13, for instance. They're going to use this one world order money system, you know, one world order to their advantage. And God is behind it because he wants to separate the wheat from the tares. God prophesied what would happen in Revelation 13. He hasn't backed up one time. He said that's what's going to happen. Okay, so if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And why? Well, why has it happened throughout history that one beast conquers the previous beast, right? Because it's a cycle of God's people turning away from him, turning into their own will and their own doings, and God raising up a beast to bring them under pressure to get back to the Word and obey the Word of God and repent of their sins, and so on and so forth. Yep, that's it. That's why it's going to happen. And you can't stop it. Some people say, oh, that's the mark of the beast. Well, the mark of the beast will be put on the beast. That's the facts. God's going to identify the beast. He's identifying the deep state with monkeypox. Seems to be on them. He's identifying them. It's the mark of Cain. That's what he told me. I've been told by military people when they go arrest these people, they got the pox on them. Guess who gets the pox? The people who designed it are getting it. That must be an angelic thing. Yeah. 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 So, anyway, the rest of this is a whole bunch of links, so I'm not going to get into that. But I hope you will take this and go through it and pray and send the angels, and your prayers will count towards God. He is able to bring disasters, to bring people to repentance. He's also able to restore. He has turned people over to the devil for the destruction of their flesh before, and he also sent Jesus to save us. So you see, he works on both ends of the stick here, and he is our Savior. As people, you know, under the gun, you know, in these bad areas and so on and so forth, and other areas, you know, turn to the Lord, and they see what the Lord can do, they decide they want more than dead religion because it never got them anything, you know. So, Father, we ask, Lord, that you cause many to repent on both sides, by the way. Many to repent when they see what's being done, the evil that's done, and repent and turn to you and receive of your grace and your provision, which is complete. My God shall supply your every need according to his riches in glory. A lot of people in the devastated area don't know that. They need to know that. You see, none of those promises come to pass unless you believe them. Be it unto you according to your faith, Jesus said. And as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. It's important what you believe. It can save your life. My people are destroyed for lack of understanding, the Lord says. Yes, it's important what you believe, because what you believe you will get, according to Jesus. So it's important to get this good news out to those people. Many of them don't know it. They've been raised up in religion, and they just don't know it. They professionally hid all this good stuff, you know. And they need to be put out of business, and they will be. We know that in the book of Revelation, God puts it in the mind of the beast to destroy the harlot. And the harlot is bigger than you think. He puts it in the mind of the beast to destroy the harlot. He's done that over the centuries and over the millennia. Turned his people over to a beast because they were the harlot. And they needed a chastening and a bringing to repentance, right? So here we go again. The cycle hasn't stopped, and it will continue. So there are people that say this is going to be a new heavenly order. Everything is going to be fine and hunky-dory from here on. They don't know what they're talking about. Read the book of Revelation. Most of these New Agers who are in on this thing, they don't believe the book of Revelation belongs in the Bible. I've pointed out to them that it's got a numeric pattern in it just like the rest of the 66 books. Besides that, if you took the book of Revelation out, it's still stated in the rest of the 66 books. So there's no reason for them to believe that they can have this nirvana on earth. It's not going to happen because people don't turn to God when they're following cults like that. Yeah. And when they believe in those things that these cults are saying. They're building this thing up to find out differently. Let me put it that way. However, God is going to use this. He is going to use this to supply the needs like Cyrus did. Cyrus plundered Babylon's money to raise up the kingdom of God, which had fallen, which was destroyed by Babylon. Sound familiar? Yeah. Okay, so God's got a plan, and initially it's going to be to that end, but the further down the road you go, the more we've got to come to a place like Revelation 13, where the beast is making war on the saints. So you can't believe the hogwash. Even some of it you may read in some of these links here, you know, from these people. Just don't worry about it. Just forget it. Jump over it. You know, pick out what you can. Most of you have sense. If you've been with us for a while, you have sense, biblical sense, and you can reject goofy stuff, right? Praise be to God. Oh, Father, give everybody wisdom. Lord, you have told us to offer to watch these things a little bit, which we do. I don't go to any of those links. I look at the titles usually. And report things so that the people can concentrate on being restored to the kingdom, on sanctification, on holiness, all those things that are needed when the man-child ministry shows up as reformers to bring us to the place of the truth. Thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Men. Well, thank you, saints. Again, you can look at the links that I put up, and you can go down through there. But please get prepared to meet the King. He is coming in His people before He comes for His people, and a lot of people don't know that. So get restored, accept the gospel, and stand in faith. Amen. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Bye, y'all.